I grew up in Kenya in the 1950s during the emergency war. And it was a time of real poverty, especially with villagerization. Now we know the term today would have been we were misplaced or internal refugees, whatever the term you use, but it may lead to a lot of hunger. But one thing I can remember as I grew up, you could leave your sufuria outside, nobody would steal it. There was serious poverty, and yet people would not steal from one another. So when you see people stealing, you cannot have an excuse that you stole because of poverty. Poverty leads to begging, not to stealing. And you need to understand when you start justifying you are stealing because of your poverty, you always steal. Why? There will always be somebody richer than you. And because they are richer than you, you feel justified to reallocate wealth. My suggestion to you is that don't do it. Why? The God who gave that person more is also your God. If he has not chosen to give you much, your quarrel is not with the one who has. Your quarrel is with the God who gave. So do not take the law in your own hands. Go back to God and tell God, I do not have. Please help me to have. And he will show you ways that could lift you from poverty. The Bible tells that he is the one who teaches us how to make wealth. Go back to God. But please, poverty will not justify any reallocation, because any reallocation of wealth is taken over from God, his responsibility. You cannot, God is saying, I am the one who has chosen to give this one. You cannot take it from him, even if I have not given you yet. It will still be stealing.